Okay, this is a Parakas in Hilchos Shgagos. Now the Rambam is going to turn from a regular Korban Chatas into the Korban Asham. And as we know, there's multiple types of Korban Asham. First one is called the Asham Talui, which we've seen before. The Rambam says in Malach Aleph, Kol Chet Shechayavan Al Shegaso Chatas Kvua, Chayavan Al Lo Hoda Shelo Asham Talui. So any sin that someone does accidentally, right, that he's Chayav Korban Chatas for committing that sin, excuse me, if he, let's say he's unsure whether or not he was over an Isser, then in such a case, he's chayav to bring Asham Tali. Umahu lo noda. So what does it mean that he's unsure? In this topic, lo im shagag v'davarzel lo shagag, let's say he's unsure, did he inadvertently do this or not? Harezeh mitzuvah lahakriv Asham. So he must bring a korban Asham in such situations. Shnei marav lo yoda v'asham v'nasa v'no. V'hevi ayal tamim minatzam erkechol la'asham. This is what's called Asham Tali. What does it mean that it's a conditional Asham, so to speak, that it atones for a doubtful situation? And it works until he knows for sure that he committed a sin inadvertently. And then he brings a korban chatas. So in order to be chayv in Asham Tali, there must be an actual, clear, established Isser present. So what's an example? Let's say he ate chalev. So he's unsure if the chalev he ate, which is usher to eat, was a kazayis amount of less. Let's say he has in front of him a piece of forbidden fat and a piece of mutter fat. And eats one of them. He's not sure which one he ate. Or another case. Let's say his wife and his sister are in his house. He has sexual relations with one of them. Ben Yodeh, Ezeman Baal, he's not sure which one he has sexual relations with. Shabbos V'chol, okay, V'asa Malachos V'echa Mehen. Let's say it's Shabbos and a weekday, and he did Malach on one of them. Ben Yodeh, Ezeman Yom Asav. He's not sure if he did Malach on Shabbos, or let's say on Sunday. O Shasa Malach V'Shabbos, or let's say he did do a Malach on Shabbos, Lo Yodeh Me'in Ezu Malach Asav. He's not sure which Malach he did. In all these cases, Harezeh, maybe Asham Tali. He brings his Korban Asham Tali. V'chein Kol Yotzu V'zeh. Avim Ha'isolafanav Chaticha Achas Safek Shei Chilev. Suffix Shishuman, but conversely, let's say he has in front of him a piece of one piece of meat, and he's not sure, or one piece of fat, and he's not sure if is it prohibited or permitted fat. The Achlan eats it, Pater. Why? Sherei Einkan Isser Kavua, because in such a case, there is no actual real Isser in front of us. He's not sure what the status of the object is. If he eats Chela from this animal, which is has itself a suffix status, he's Pater Masham Tale. Sherei Einkan Isser Kavua, because there's no clear Isser. Or for example, let's say he has sexual relations with a woman who it's unclear whether she's menstruating or not. Again, patra from Asham Tali. Right. So let's say a woman, for example, finds blood on her cloth after a period of time. Or someone who has who marries his yavama within 3 months of her giving birth. And it's not known whether the child that this woman had was from the first or second husband. In these cases, you're pater from a korban. All these similar cases, that there's no established isser present. So let's say I eat a piece of meat. And one witness says you ate a piece of forbidden fat, and the other one says you didn't. Isha omeres achal, v'isha omeres lo achal. Or a woman says you ate. One woman says you ate forbidden chalev, and the other one says you didn't. Ho v'nikva iser. Okay, so we say in such a case that he's not. The iser is nikva, but who einu yodea im chata lo chata. He's not sure if he committed. In other words, the sin is established, but he's not sure whether he did the sin or not. Harizim maybe asham toli. In this case, he brings an asham toli. V'chein kol abal eishes ish. Right. Let's say someone has sexual relations with a married woman. She'ed echad omer meis baila. Now, one witness had said her husband was dead already. Ve'ed echad omer lo meis, and one said he wasn't. Chayav Asham Tali. He's obligated to bring the Asham Tali. But who adin l'safek megureshes she'nyukva iser. So too in the case where, let's say, we're not sure if a woman's divorced or not. Aval safek megureshes, but in a case where we're unsure if she's married or not. Okay, not divorced, but married or not. Lo nikva iser. In such a case, then we don't say the iser, the prohibition has been established. Alach adalad. Let's say someone has in front of him two pieces of meat. One is usher, one is permitted. He eats one of them. Let's say a non-Jew or a dog comes along and eats a second. Or osh achol akum o kalev eser rishona. Either a non-Jew or a dog ate the first one, and the Jew comes along and eats the second. Or he ate the first one purposely and the second one inadvertently. Let's say he ate the first one accidentally and the second one purposely. In such a case, he is chayv and ashen tali. Because there's a definite isra there. Let's say he ate both purposely. He's patur from korban. Maybe he ate both inadvertently, he brings a korban chatas. He eats the first one inadvertently. And then someone else comes along and eats the second one inadvertently. Both are chayv and ashen tali. Halacha hey. Sorry, one second. Chaylev and nosar lefanav. Let's say a person has in front of him forbidden fat and leftover korban. Achal achas mehen. He eats one of them. Ve'en yadua ezemen achal. He's not sure which one he ate. Ishto nida v'achoso imo. Bias. Let's say another case. His wife, who's in a state of nida, and his sister are both with him in the house. V'shagag v'achas mehen. And he inadvertently had sexual relations with one of them. Ve'en yadua ezemen bal. But he's not sure which one. Shabbos yom kippurim. Let's say Shabbos yom kippur. V'asa malacha b'nei shmasha shvenayan. And he did malacha during between what do you call it? There's Shabbos Yom Kippur, one follows the other. It does malacha in between the two, meaning between sunset and the stars coming up between the two. Harizah patim korban, he's patim korban here. Ve'ena maybe chatas, he doesn't bring a korban chatas. Shrei in yodea atzmo shalchit k'mo shrayanu. He doesn't even know if he did a sin. Ve'ena maybe asham tali, he doesn't know, he doesn't bring an asham tali. Shrei yodea b'vadei shachata, because he knows he definitely committed a sin. He just doesn't know which sin he actually committed. Halacha above. So whenever a person performs an action that requires him to bring a korban chatas, a fixed korban chatas, when he knows that he definitely committed the isser, okay, he's chayv to bring an asham tali when he's unsure, as we've seen. The kol davar shechayv ben al vado chatas harbe, anytime he's obligated to bring multiple korban chatas, chayv ben al lohodo shlo asham vas tulyin harbe kaminyan chatas. The same idea of multiple korbanos would apply by Ashen Tali as well. So what's an example? Ketza. Kishem she'im achal chel v'dam v'nosar pigol v'hela machas chai barachatos. Let's say a person ate forbidden fat and blood and leftover korban and pigol korban all in one act. He's chai for individual korbanos. Kachi mistapik lo. So too, if he's in doubt, im achal no lo achal. If he's unsure if he ate or not, didn't eat, el achatichol shal heter, shahayu imayim, maybe bar Hashem was loyin. Right, so let's say he's unsure of whether or not, what do you call it, he ate from these. He's got to bring a four different ashamos. Or let's say he's in doubt whether the woman he was with sexually was his wife, or it could have been, what do you call it, another woman who would be ashamed out of erva, shechai v'leh shmona chataz. Harizin, maybe shmona ashamos loyin. Remember that case from before, where the guy was chayv in eight separate korbanos. The same could apply that a person be chayv in eight Asham talus. Halacha zayin ha'ochel chaticha mishtei chatichos. Let's say a person ate one of two pieces of fat, and he stopped lo im shalchel of achal o shal shuman achal, and he's not sure if he ate forbidden or mutter. V'achar shenolo safek. Now after the safek became, he became aware of the doubt. Ochel chaticha mishtei chatichos acheros. He ate a piece in two different pieces. They stopped lo im shalchel of achal o shal shuman, and then he's also unsure whether he ate chel of a shuman, or is it maybe shtei asham was kluyin. He must bring two asham talus. Halacha ches. One second. Just like if a person knows in between two different actions that creates two separate korban chatas, the same applies to a korban asham. Let's say a person ate five different olive size worths of chalev in one sitting, and he's aware of suffik about one of them, because of another yediyah suffik acheres hasheni. And then another doubt, he becomes aware of another doubt by the second. He'd be chayv in ashen talui on each one. Look at this. Chaticha shal shuman, a piece of mutter fat, v'chaticha shal chelev, and a piece of forbidden fat. Achal achas mehen, v'ein adua ezehi, and he ate one of them, he's not sure which one. Maybe ashen talui, and he brings in ashen talui. V'chazur achas hashnia, now he goes back and eats the second piece. In that case, maybe chatas, it brings a korban chatas. V'cheinim achal achar es hashnia. So if someone else ate the second one, maybe Acher Ashram Tali, then he would still bring, that second individual still bring an Ashram Tali. Finally, Lacha Yud, Chatikah Shachelev, Chatikah Shachelev, Nosar. Let's say I have a piece of forbidden fat and a piece of Aser fat that's Nosar, that's leftover, Korban. He ate one of them, he's not sure which one. maybe chatas alachayev, ashen tali misham nusa. He brings a chatas for the forbidden fat and ashen tali for the leftover korban. Achos hashniya behelam sheni. Now he eats the second one in a separate act of knowing. Maybe shlosh chatos. He brings three chatos. Vimhaya ba shavar pruta. And if there's a minimal financial amount worth, maybe ashen vaday mishum ila. He brings in ashen vaday because he stole. Achol from the Bikdash. Achol echad is achas v'shteyan. Let's say one person ate one of the two. Uva acher v'achas v'shteyan. If someone else comes along and eats a second, ze maybe chatas v'asham tali. So one brings a korban chatas and a korban asham tali. If ze maybe chatas asham tali. So same with the second one. V'chein kol chiyotzu b'zeh. That ends parakhes, and we will pick up paraktes on Sunday. Shabbat shalom.